Hi there, Stephanie Rowe here. I'm here with Andy Jukes. Welcome to Ride and Talk, the BMW Motorrad podcast.
Greetings, Andy Jukes here again, and welcome to another episode of Ride and Talk, the BMW Motorrad podcast. I hope everything is well in your world, and that wherever you are, you're managing to stay safe, healthy, and optimistic for the future. The GS changed my life. That's one hell of a statement, and I wonder how many of us can truly say that. Quite a lot of you, I imagine. But it's a quote that definitely applies 100% to the diminutive Stephanie Rowe. I first met Stephanie back in 2012, when she'd entered an international competition, along with thousands of others, to try and win the ride of her life on board the then new liquid-cooled R1200 GS, as it went right around the world, with five lucky competition winners each riding a special stage on a different continent. Stephanie had made it through to the final selection, and BMW Motorrad asked me to make a short movie of her being invited to the Park Lane dealership in central London for an in-depth interview. Little did she know that we'd arrange for Long Way Round's Charlie Borman to turn up and conduct the interview, and then surprise Stephanie with the good news that she'd been chosen as one of the lucky five winners. Her reaction to the good news was amazing, and it was the start of an incredible journey for Stephanie that has taken her right across the globe. Not only with that One World One R1200 GS campaign, but also as a brand ambassador, a jury member for the International Female Team selection for the 2016 trophy, as a certified off-road instructor, a journalist, an International GS Trophy Marshal, and the face of several BMW Motorrad films about riding, rider equipment, and the sheer joy of GS ownership. Quite simply, that original GS, and many other GSs since, have changed her life considerably. And I recently caught up with her in Rotorua near Auckland to hear more. Hi Steph, it's great to have you here. Great to be here in New Zealand with you, in fact. I'm going to take you back to 2012 though. Tell me about when you entered a certain competition called One World, One GS.
Yeah, so in 2012, I was at work and I was reading a motorcycle journal on my lunch break, and I saw BMW were advertising for, I guess, brand ambassadors, because they were launching the new liquid cooled 1200 GS. And you had to enter the competition, just explain a bit about yourself and why they should choose you. And the result of if you won was to ride a bike in certain destinations around the world as part of this marketing campaign.
That's one hell of a prize, isn't it? Did you have to send in a video or anything like that?
No, there was actually nothing like that. It was literally just a paragraph about why they should choose you, and what you'd bring to the brand, really. And I just replied that I wasn't the biggest person, and I loved the 1200 GS. I hadn't actually had one myself at that time. I've worked in the motorcycle trade, so I'd ridden one, and being not so big, I could hopefully inspire other people to ride this bike and show them how easy it was.
Tell me what happened after that. I mean, you were invited to, were you invited to Germany to go to an audition or something like that?
Yeah, so there was a selection camp, I guess. And I think we were about 15 people, roughly. And we did various activities over the 2 days. But I was really nervous because I was the only female, but we actually didn't ride the bike at all. So I couldn't kind of show them what I was capable of. So I was quite nervous that they kind of take one look at me and go, I think she's too small to ride this big bike. But luckily, They trusted, I guess, like what my experience came off. I'd already been doing a little bit of enduro, and they put some trust in me, which was amazing.
Yeah, well, you obviously said the right things. Tell me what happened on that fateful day in central London at the BMW Motorrad Park Lane dealership.
So, I was invited to Park Lane. I arrived and was sat on a chair in front of a camera and kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. And up came Charlie Borman from the stairs. So, I mean, this guy I'd watched in his Long Way Round, Long Way Down stuff. So it was pretty awesome to see this guy walking towards me. And then he announced that I'd won the competition, and I was one of the selected five riders to ride the new bike.
And describe what was on offer. What were they offering you at this point?
So there were five different destinations around the world, and I got offered the final leg, which was Europe. So I started in Barcelona and rode through France, Italy, Austria to Germany, and all expenses paid, which was pretty awesome. And we got to ride the bike and take it off-road. I wasn't actually aware at the time when I entered that I'd be videoed and photographed the whole way, which took some getting used to. And I didn't realise quite the following that I'd get as well. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, people were following that trip all over the world, weren't they? Yeah. And you said you'd ridden a GS before, but mainly you'd been sort of riding smaller enduro bikes and dirt bikes and things like that. So how was your experience of that, the new liquid-cooled motor at the time? Did you actually find it easy to ride, much easier than you thought you would?
Yeah, for sure. I remember one day, actually, we'd done quite a lot of off-road, and the cameraman even said to me, "You're quite comfortable off-road, aren't you? Because on the road you keep quite a distance, but off-road you're right at the front and like on the tail of the bike where they were video, you know, recording and filming." And they praised me on my riding, and I think I said something like, "It's not me, it's the bike." It was so easy to ride.
And people talk about the GS changing their lives. But there was someone on that trip as well who changed your life, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. So I met Vincent. So the guys who, the tour sort of operators who organised it for BMW were a French company. And they asked Vincent for his expertise in the area where he lived that we were passing through, because he knew where all the good spots were for off-roading and making some nice footage. And we just hit it off, and I saw these rally stickers that were on his GS Adventure, and he was very entertaining, a bit of a clown and very good rider. So yeah, we just hit it off, and almost 7 years later we're still together, so it's pretty amazing.
And then, Vince, he went on to represent Team France, didn't he, as part of the international trophy in 2014, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah. So he'd already been participating in a few GS trophies. I think he'd even ridden to Germany just to ride in the German qualifier for the fun. Obviously, he couldn't qualify, but he really loved the concept of it all. And he won in France on his GS Adventure, which is quite an accomplishment. And then was very happy to represent his country in Canada.
And I seem to recall you were injured during that trophy, but you still ended up putting in an appearance, is that right?
I did, yes. And that was actually down to Vincent. So I unfortunately had a bad injury, which lasted quite a long time. And Vincent contacted BMW and said, "Steph's going through quite a hard time. Would be really cool for her to come along to Canada." And as a bit of a pickup, really. And they replied to him, "Sorry, you know, if we have everyone's partners coming, it's really difficult." But behind, they contacted me and explained the story. And I said, "Of course you can come. You're a brand ambassador. We'd love to have you." So they made it as a surprise for Vincent. And it was very moving, because when I arrived, when they'd got back at one of the days, he was quite emotional, let's say.
I remember the tears quite clearly. No, it was a very special moment. And did that experience of going out there and seeing what was happening at an international trophy make you want to go back, you know, for more? I mean, was it part of the thinking also behind the decision to become a certified off-road instructor?
That's a good question. I'd already participated in a few GS trophies just for the fun, to be honest with you.
In the national event?
Yeah, in national events. So I'd done one in France, in Germany, Belgium, been in the UK, and loved the concept. I'd never really thought of coming as, a marshal. The dream of an instructor actually started around 2012. And I went for an interview for an instructor role at the off-road school in England, in fact. And there was another guy who's very experienced, a guy called Neil Hawker, who I respect massively, who quite rightly got the job. And I was told to get some more experience and come back again. So their dream was already implanted probably before the trophy. But yeah, it's obviously such a nice thing to be a part of. And I have quite a history, I guess, with the trophy, unknowingly a little bit, I guess, as well with Canada.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the other thing is, of course, you were invited to be part of the jury selection panel for the international female teams. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so that was really exciting to have first female teams. And for the first female teams, the ladies actually just had to send in a video of themselves and show their riding skills. So that concept has changed now with the selection process as it is now. And I was invited to watch the videos to make a selection of 10 to go to South Africa for a female trophy qualifier event. So that was really exciting, really nice to be a part of and watch what the other women are doing. And yeah, and some women I'd knew of and encouraged to enter as well, which was really nice. And some not, like Stephanie, who was in Thailand on the team and made the final selection, I'd actually seen ride twice in the GS Trophy in France and was so impressed with her. So yeah, fantastic thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and in there right at the beginning, you know, and of course this latest trophy I think is the third international event where there'll be international female teams, so it's great for you to be part of that in the beginning. But of course you made it to your first international GS trophy in 2018, didn't you, in Mongolia as a journalist, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah. So I joined one of the female teams as a journalist, which was, again, a fantastic experience, and Mongolia was amazing. And it was nice, I think. I was more than a journalist, I think, there, because sometimes the going got tough, so I tried to help keep morale together. And yeah, it was more than just a journalist, and it was really lovely to ride with the girls and be part of the trophy and to report on it afterwards. It was pretty awesome to share the story.
And you must really enjoy the thrill of teaching GS owners or motivating, showing GS owners what they and their bikes are capable of.
Yeah, I love instructing so much, especially the guys that are new into it, because you see progression quite quickly with them and they're really surprised about how capable their bike is. And it's quite fantastic to show them what their bike can do and how the riding modes work, for example, in the electronics, so that they understand when and where to use certain riding modes and things like that. So it's really fantastic to help them discover their bike and take their riding to the next level. It's very rewarding.
It's such a small amount of money to pay, really, for the benefit that you get from it. You know, a couple of days tuition, and it can potentially increase your enjoyment of that bike by maybe even, you know, up to 50% or something like that. It's huge, isn't it?
Yes, totally. And I think that's one thing I learned myself. I'm quite a self-taught rider, and probably progression of self-discovery and self-learning can take a couple of years, and you take a training course and there's little clicks that make your life so much easier, and then your progression is so much faster. So yeah, definitely was an eye-opener for me as well to see the benefit of correct training and starting with the right basics to start with, so you've got a good platform to then continue progressing.
Yeah, so now you're here in New Zealand as a first-time marshal. Congratulations about that. That's fantastic news. How excited are you to be here?
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's awesome that my GS trophy and history with BMW is continuing, and I feel really privileged to be here. There's a lot of people that would like to be in my place. I know that. There's a lot of instructors worldwide and previous GS trophy winners that would like this place. So I do really feel honoured, and I'm happy that BMW and the organisers trust me with this responsibility, and I'm going to do my very best to be the best marshal I can be, and really look forward to welcoming new guys into the GS Trophy family.
It's a very special family you're part of now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and this scouting has been amazing. Obviously, it's a job, but and I'm working with my colleagues, but you don't feel you know, that they're colleagues, everyone works together really well. The teamwork is awesome. The support from everyone is brilliant. We're only two female marshals in the team. So yeah, the guys, they're just so respectful, and everyone's there to just help each other out. Everyone's got your back, and yeah, there's a lot of joking that goes on as well, and a lot of laughter. It's a fantastic team.
You just feel like you're one of the boys.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the way it should be. So 2020, of course, we're celebrating 40 years of the life-changing GS bike. And certainly the last 8 years have been life-changing for you because of this bike. Could you describe it in the same way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with my story starting in 2012 with the One World One R1200 GS campaign, I never expected my life to veer in the direction that it has, just from entering a paragraph, into an article. Now I'm in New Zealand. I've been to Mongolia. I've been on other sort of filming marketing campaigns, which is fantastic. So I've traveled so many places with this, fantastic brand. And I think the biggest thing as well is the people that I've met. I've met so many amazing people because of BMW. Everyone is so passionate. And I've just got this great big family, network of people all over the world. And it's just amazing, really, when I look back over the years of where BMW is taking me and the experiences and memories that I've made. And it has really changed my life. It's been amazing.
And you've recently bought a GS Rally. What's special about this bike for you? Why did you go for that one, that model?
The Rally's very pretty. Very nice to look at. But off-road capability-wise, it's just got a few tweaks that make it more adapted for off-road riding, which is mostly what I use it for, and instructing as well. And, I love my bike so much. I think I'll be changing to the 1250 soon, but just because I really love the Rally still. It's so comfortable. The 1250 is pretty awesome. Got a bit more poke to it, and then I go back on my Rally and it's kind of like putting on a comfortable pair of slippers again. So the change will be nice, but the Rally is, in an ideal world, I'd keep both.
Sounds fantastic. Well, good luck with your riding, your instructing and your racing, and of course your GS Trophy marshalling. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of you in the future. Cheers, Stephanie.
Thanks very much.
Amazing how a motorcycle can change your direction in life completely and affect where you live, who you live with, and even how you earn your living. Steph's a great rider and a fantastic ambassador for the brand, and deserves all the recognition she has enjoyed. There are many more riders out there who have a special, life-changing relationship with their BMWs, and we're going to feature some of them in upcoming episodes of Ride and Talk. People like the incredible Ted Simon, Tiffany Coates, Sam Manicom, Elspeth Beard, and many more. What about you? Do you have a special story to share about your life with BMW bikes? If so, do get in touch and let us know, and who knows, we could be sharing your story with the Motorrad community. Contact us via any of our social media channels and tell us how BMW bikes helped you make your life a ride. Until then, stay safe out there.